Okay, everybody's eye today's daf is daf Chaf Hey. We're starting Chaf Dalid on the days at the Mishnah, roughly 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Yomim. You will recall we started off our parak a few days ago talking about the Chaymer Bekoidish Mi Betruma, and we then listed 11, according to Reb Ila, 10 Ma'alois that Koidish Kodshim has over Truma. And now our Mishnah is going to go and tell us Chumrois that Truma has over Kodshim. What is that? Chumim b'Truma. Truma is Mochomer. Sheb Yehuda ne'emonim al taris yayin v'shemen kol yemois hashana. Throughout the year, if someone were to come to the Beis HaMikdash and say, I want to go and be menadev yayin for the nisach hayayin, or shemen for purposes of a carbon mincha l'mashu, person brings that to the Beis HaMikdash, or perhaps he's not being menadev, maybe he just wants to go and sell it to the Gizbar, and the Gizbar wants to go and use it, because after all, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't in every conceivable occupation. They didn't necessarily own vineyards and or olive groves to go and press wine and press out shemen. So if someone were to go and bring yayin b'shemen chayim ha'shana to the Beis HaMikdash, says our Mishnah, everybody is believed, even the Ami Ha'oretz, who normally we suspect and we are nervous about, that maybe the Amaratzim, unfortunately, are not Mishamer, they're Chulin B'Tahara. What's the halacha about all of that? We believe them to go and accept the Yain B'Shem and Koyim Ois Hashanah every day of the year. U'B'Shas HaGitas V'Abadim, when it comes to Zman Gitas V'Abadim, Gitas V'Abadim both mean at the time when they're pressing out the respective, in the case of Gitois, grapes, in the case of Baden, olives. This is Gitois, therefore, is a wine press, Baden is an olive press. During that period of time, Afala Truma, then if you have an Amoritz who goes and gives Truma at that time to a Koyin who is a Chover, the Koyin Chover can accept it and can use it and can drink it, and he can assume that it is fine. So what do I see from our Mishnah? So we see that there's a chumrah that Truma has over Kodshim. That when it comes to Kodesh, such as Yayin V'Shemen for Kodshim, you only accept the Amoritz's produce when, now not only, you accept his produce the entire year, but when it comes to Truma, we only accept it during the Zman Gitois V'Habadim, at the time of the pressing of the grapes and the olives. What's that? Is why by the Zman Gitois V'Habadim? So Rashi here says one reason. If you look at Rashi, four lines on the bottom of the Amid, Hakoil Mitarin Eskalein. Everybody at that time, even Amaratzim, were Mitarin. Could be that subsequent to that, they will be lax. But at least at the time of Gitzes Abadim, they were all careful to go with Mitarin Eskalein, so that everything should start off on the right foot when we start the new season for pressing the wine and the oil. Rashi on Chofhei Amidveis says another reason why, that we're worried about the Kahanim Chaveirim, they're going to lose out on Truma, because apparently there were more Amaratzim than there were Chaveirim, or that the Amaratzim had more presses, more fields than the, more orchards, more vineyards than the Chaveirim had, which wouldn't be so surprising, because after all the Chaveirim, many of them were probably sitting and learning. Anyway, if you look at the Rashi and Chofei Amid Beis, it's roughly 10-12 lines before the wide lines down below. It says, "Umemelein the Truma b'shasa gitois." Says Rashi, "Shavu b'shalay gozru al trumasim b'shasa gitois." At the time of the pressing, they weren't goys, and why? When they hefsed koyhanim chaveirim, they were concerned. The kahanim chaveirim, they need parnasa. They need. They're looking to this truma for their income. The nimtzeis mafsidon may roiv trumais eretz Yisrael. If we would not accept at the time of the gitzes at the bottom from the amaratzim, then they would lose out of roiv trumais. But that's only the gavli trum itself, but not on the kankanim. That we'll see later on. So you see, it's a combination, therefore, of the two. Because the amaratzim are mitaris kaleyam during the gitzes of abadim, therefore we assume it's all betachlis ha-tahara, as well as that we're concerned about the parnasa for the kahanim chaveirim, that they should be able to go and exist and subsist on that truma. So therefore, we have a special heter. But it's only a heter during the gitzes of abadim. Therefore, our Mishnah says that there's a chumra by truma that kachim does not have.
Is that because kodesh kachim is more kosher than truma, so the people won't miss on it? It's a kula chumra that kula. Because truma is more kula than kachim, that's why the only miser.
Well, first, our Mishnah is really not addressing the theoretical and philosophical reasons. It's more really addressing halacha lemaisa. What's the difference between kodesh and truma? In the earlier Mishnah we had that there are 11 differences that the chachamim were machmir. Here the chachamim were mekel. What's the reason why they were mekel? Or what is the din that they were mekel? They were mekel that throughout the year they accepted kodesh, but truma they would only give to the, they only allowed the chaverim to accept during the gitzah zobanim. Now you're trying to give a justification why. In addition to what you just said, Mendy, remember that we had a couple of days ago in the Gemara. What did Rav Yossi say?
He said that if you don't accept it from them, they're going to build their, they're going to build their own bama and bring their own korbanos and have their own, then create their own religion.
It's so this is what Barry is referring to is back in the Chof Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara brought about 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara said that when it comes to truma, worse comes to worse, if the Kohen Chover won't take it, the Amoritz will say, fine, I don't need you. I got my own Kohen Amoritz that will take my truma from me. I got another option, another backup. However, when it comes to Yayin V'Shemen, Rabbi Yossi said, call you Moise Shana, Kadesh Li Hekel Echad, Be Echad, Hoylechu, Boyda, Boma, Li Atzmai, Beser Paradum, Li Atzmai, because if we're going to go and say that we're not going to accept Yayin V'Shemen, at some point all the Amoratzim are going to get together, they're going to make the Amoratzim society, they're going to go and build their own Boma, their own Beis HaMikdash. We don't need you, Chaverim. We got our own Beis HaMikdash, we got our own Mizbeach, we got our own Yayin V'Shemen. Ours even more kosher than yours. Ours Torah and yours is Tameh. So you see that there are good reasons why the Chachamim made this. We remember we spoke about the mikveh of Weiss, the Zechron Levracha. But anyway, but the point is, yes, sir. Yes,
it's the same exact thing that the Shvatim did when they split up, when the 10 Shvatim separated from the two. They started making their own
kabbalas,
their own. So it's the same exact thing that happened, right?
In a sense. Okay. Yeah, well, so it wasn't there because of Sinah or Eva, was because of Yeravam that broke off from Rechavam and said, we don't need you, Malchi Yisrael, we don't need you, Rechavam, we're going to start our own thing. And that's when he started our own thing. There's another parallel to that. We had Gabi Beis Chonyoy in Alexandria. That was more of a personal rift between the two brothers.
And Hercules.
Exactly. But nevertheless, well, it wasn't only that, it was also Beis Chonyoy in Alexandria was because of two sons of Shimon HaTzadik. One was Chonyoy and the other was, I don't remember his name. Anyway, so there was a bit of a rift and then he had to flee. But that's not for today. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah now. So the Mishnah says, what happens if the Amoratzim produced barrels of wine and of shemen of truma, and now it's already after the zman hagitois labadim. Mishnah doesn't tell us how long that zman lasted. We're going to learn later in the Mishnah that they had a 70-day preparation period pre-pressing. In other words, we just got finished saying in Rashi, Hakol Mataris Kaleim. When did they start at Taris Kaleim? And the Mishnah is going to say at the end, 70 days before. But it doesn't say how long it lasted. So presumably, every press, they were open for a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever it was, maybe 6 months. And whenever that was finished, so this man Gitzav Abadim has passed. So what do you do now? Over Gitzav Abadim, they view like Choy Vishchovi Shalyayim, and they bring now to a Kohen, who's a Talmid Chacham, who's a Chover, a Chover Shel Yayin, Shel Truma, Leikavimenu, he cannot go and accept it, because he says, I'm sorry, you don't have to say why, but the reason is, as we know, because we cannot trust anymore I don't want to say the Kashrus, but the Tahara of the Amoratzim, and therefore he has to leave it with the Amoritz. What's the Amoritz going to do with it? He has two choices. Choice number one is he'll give it to a Kohen who is an Amoritz himself, who won't care. Or if he insists after giving it to the Kohen, who is a Chover, he can wait 3 months, 6 months until the next pressing season, and at that time he can go and give it to the Kohen, even though it's been in existence for the last few months. Extra difference. is a special moratorium, a special suspension of Tahara concerns during these Manakitas Vabadim. So even if it's from 6 months ago, that's fine.
So yes. The same thing could in the onset be rejected, and then just because of the passage of time, all of a sudden it'll be accepted.
That's exactly right. That's what our Mishnah is teaching us. And what you might want to ask the follow-up question would be, why can't the Kohen hold on to it until the Zman Gitzes Vavadim and then open it up at that time? And that's what the Gemara is going to address in Mi'at Hashem on the bottom of Chafei Amar Av.
In the case of the Kohen Amaretz, isn't there a principle of the Iver Lo Sitei Michshol that the Kohen Amaretz is...
Who's giving it to him?
Another Amaretz.
Exactly. One Amaretz gives the other Amaretz. As far as both of them are concerned, it's kosher v'tohar,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
They consider it to be even more Torah than the stuff that we use.
That's, I think it's racist to use Haverim and Amaretz.
Could it be correct?
Amaretz
wow.
isn't a race. It's discrimination. disparaging language.
I don't know that it's disparaging. Mitch, and we're going to have tomorrow on Daf Chavov Amid Aleph, the Gemara is going to say that during Yom Tovim, everybody was called a Chaver. Everybody was called Chaver. Even the Amaratzim.
A brother.
A brother, exactly. Not only Brother Shai, but Brother Jim, and Brother John, and Brother Howard, and Brother Bob, and everybody were brothers. And the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk in the end of Shoftim, by Yosef kol ish Yisrael eloir ki ish echad Chaverim. Hakosim asoan kulim Chaverim. All of them have a din of a chover during Yom Tov. Now, of course, the word chover, if you will, is a little bit of a play on words. There's a bit of a pun, because on the one hand, chaver means friends.
Comrades,
exactly. And number two, chaver mutzah means that they were tamid chacham that were makban and hilchais tumah v'tahar. However, it's not that they're two separate definitions, but rather the two merge into one. That during Regel, we said to the Amaratzim, we are not happy about the fact that there are this split throughout the year that we don't trust your Kashrus or your Tahara. We're not happy about it. During Regel, we want to be merged together as one group, one family, all friends. We're not going to make any distinctions whatsoever between one Jew and the other.
It's undoing a bifurcation?
In a sense. But the reason why we're doing it is not because we are being lax, but because there's a mitzvah on every Jew to go and toivel before the regel. Mm-hmm. Even today, the general custom is that people toivel in the mikveh before on Erev Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. But especially in those days when people being oil regel and they were going and bringing karbonis, everybody was makbid to go and toivel. So everybody had a cheskes tahar. By the end of Yom Tov, maybe the Amaratzim were not careful, and who knows how many shrotzim and how many nevelas, and who knows what they touched and what they did. But at least initially they started off with chazaka, and therefore the Chum say, keep that chazaka flowing the entire Yom Tov, kulan chaverim, they're all as one. So no differences, no different sects, and no differentiations. And we continue on our mission. So, Menich Lagas, above what the Amoritz can do is either give the Truma to his Chaver now, his Chaver, the other Amoritz, or he can wait for 6 months until the next Gas above and give it to the Koyin who's a Tamar Chacham, a Chaver. The Emom Aloy Hifrashi Latoycha Revius Koydish Ne'eman. If he says that this barrel of wine has in it not only Truma, but also some Koydish, now how can you go and make both Truma and Koydish in the same barrel? It's talking about a situation where, for instance, you have a barrel of wine. A person has 100 barrels, and the person has to go and give 2% midrabanan Truma. So out of 100 barrels, he gives 2 barrels of wine to the Koy. Now, theoretically, you can go and take out the wine from every one of the barrels individually. I go and take out from this one 2%, and this one 2%, and that 2%. That becomes a little bit cumbersome, and the coin, of course, would appreciate getting one package instead of 100 little packages or little bottles of wine. So, instead of talking about 2 out of 100, let's talk about that they were... trying to think of a good example. Okay, since we start off with 100, instead of going and giving 2 full barrels of wine, he gave him 4 barrels, each one of which was half truma, meaning you have to go and give 2%. So the 2% he gave, instead of giving 2 full barrels, he gave half barrels. But the half barrels were in them, besides truma wine, there was extra wine in addition. He figures he's going to give an extra tidbit, some a tip to the coin, so to speak. When it comes to truma, you can add as much as you want. There's no question of giving less, but there's no question about giving more. You can always give more. So he told the coin, I want you to know, in this barrel that I'm giving you, which is truma, only half of it is truma. The other half was chulin, but I said that I want some or all of that to be used for kodesh, and I'm giving it to you, and kohen, it's all yours.
And the kohen is sort of, as so to speak, the custodian for the kodesh.
He can do it.
How do you split it out, though? It's liquid. It's candy.
So then you have to get to the concept of breira. And we're going to talk about breira a little bit further in today's gemara. So, based on breira, he can go and take half for himself, and the other half he can go and give, or 75% will take for himself, and the other 25%, whatever the original Jew stipulated. So therefore, he says that in this entire barrel, I set aside one revias of kodesh, and, you know, please hand it over to the people, the gizbarim in the base of Mikdash. It didn't have to be revias, it could be even a half a barrel. We just want to go and talk with the revias because that is a dover choshuv. He started with the revias. Then he's Naaman, he is believed even throughout the year. Why is he believed even throughout the year? Because we have that migui. Since we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that when it comes to Kodesh, you're believed on Taras Yav Shemen, Kol Yemois Hashana. And since in this barrel I have both Kodesh and Truma, even though vis-a-vis the Truma, you wouldn't be believed between Gas Legas, between Bad Lebad. However, since there happens to be at least a revias of Kodesh inside, that's sufficient enough that since he has Ne'emonis vis-a-vis the Kodesh, he's Ne'eman on the Kodesh, he's Ne'eman also on the Truma. That's the last Rashi. Ne'eman, the Migad, the Ne'eman, Kodesh, Ne'eman, the Truma. Okay, very good. Now the Mishnah tells us a second din. What is the second din? Kadayayin, the Kadi Shemen Hamidumos. A Kad, of course, is a barrel. Sometimes the Gemara refers to it as a Chavius. Kad, and in fact, on the Amud Beis, we're going to have also a case of a kankan. They're all basically synonymous terms. They're all containers. Some may be larger, some may be smaller, but they're basically all the same for our purposes. So, kadi yayin, the kadi shemen hamidumois. Miduma means that you have a mixture of truma and chulin in one. And it doesn't have to be necessarily that you have truma and chulin. You could also have the initial tevel, where until you take out your mafresh, your trumas and maisers, every tevel has, in a sense, truma v'chulin mixed in together. It would depend on, there are other gemaras that talk about the matanis kahunak. Do you say kemishahur medamyu or la'alav kemishahur medamyu? In other words, they have the potential of taking out the truma. It's considered to be as if the truma has already been taken out. Our gemara doesn't go into those details. But anyway, at the moment, we're talking about that you have truma and chulin in the same barrel. And Nemon Malay Bishasa Gitas. Now we're not talking about the contents, we're talking about the barrels themselves. That these indeed those barrels, Nemon Malay Bishasa Gitas Vabadim, just like you believe the Koyin on the Truma, you believe the Amma Oretz who was giving Truma to the Koyin, you believe him on the Truma, you can also believe him on the barrels. That's the simple Havamina of the Gemara. We'll see Mitch of the Maskana, the Gemara is going to change that. And it's going to say the Meduma means not only was there Truma and Chulin, but also Kodesh mixed in. But well, let's wait until we get to the Gemara. The Koidim Legitoi Shimon Yoyim also believe them 70 days before, like the Rashi says on the second line, because Makdimin Letair Esakim. Since we said on the Omid Beis, Rashi said that even the Amaratzim are Metair Eskaleim, they don't stop being Metair Eskaleim a day before the Gitus Vabanim open up. There's a lot of work to do. Just like all those matzah bakeries where they have to go and especially machine matzah bakeries where throughout the year they use them for chametz. Now it's coming the Pesach run. You can't just do it in 3 hours and say, okay, it's all clean.
You got a blowtorch
and you got to spend a lot of time. Just like all the Jewish women in their homes that are not going away to hotels, they also got to prepare a long period of time to take out all the chametz and make it all Pesach thing. So they had to make a Torah dig, so they started 70 days before. Good. Zokimar, we started off the Mishnah that we believed the people in Yehuda on the Taras Yayin V'Shem and Kol Yemois Hashanah. Now Yehuda is basically where Yerushalayim is, and a little bit to the north, and to the west, and to the south, and to the east. In other words, Yerushalayim and the entire vicinity. But what about the Galil? The Galil, we have Tveri and Tzvas and wonderful people there. They have their vineyards and they have their olive groves. and they have their presses. Why can you not accept from the people in Galil their Yayin v'shemen kol yimoy seshana? That is, they will export, if you will, their Yayin v'shemen, go on horseback or on camelback or on chamorback, all the way from the Galil to Yerushalayim. So it should say in the Mishnah, Chayim Betruma, Sheberet Yisrael. Not only in Yehuda, Yehuda and Galil and Abraham, everywhere. Nemorim, Gesundheit. Nemorim, Al Tehar, Yayim Hashem, Kohen, Shoshana, Bos, Ebbis, Daf, and Yehuda. But to review the Inbe Galil, Loi, Mai, Taima, what's the reason? Mishlokish, Mnesha, Ritzuish, Lukusim, Mavsekes, Beinayim, because in between Galil and between Yerushalayim, unfortunately, there is a Ritzuah, like a strap, like a large, wide piece of land that belongs to the Kusim, and that land had the same status as the Eretz Ha'amim. At the times of Chazal, Eretz Ha'amim, meaning Chutz La'aretz, the Goyim were not careful about where they buried their dead. They didn't have cemeteries where they buried their dead, and when someone passed away and they buried him, they didn't put up markers. So anywhere that you're walking in Eretz Ha'amim, you were conceivably walking on top of a grave. And this became a very grave situation. Where are you, Shelley, when we need you? And became so grave that the Chum said, if you're walking, going, coming in the Eretz Amim, you're automatically considered to be Tommy. Okay? And the Ritzu Shel Kusim. Kusim, as you know, there's a big question where the Kusim are. Here the Emes saying, here the Roy is saying. But Kusim were also not Makbid vis-a-vis the burial of their dead.
Really? Very surprising, because they felt they, in some places the Gemara says they're more Machmer.
Exactly right. That's why the Gemara says that the Gabbay Hilchos Kusim, you cannot be Madama Milzah and Milzah. Certain places, certain things, they are very much. Look at, of course it's talking about Tzedoikim, the Gabbay the Din of Par Aduma. All of a sudden the Tzedoikim become so frum, and they say, no, it's fully Amstaka. We insist with Tachka Gabbay, Harif Shemesh. And everything else, they're lax, and here they're so frum. So you can't bring a Rai one thing to the other. If you look at the first Rashi on the Gemara, third line, Ritzua Shul Eretz Ami had this piece of land of Eretz Ami, Mavsek is Bein Galil Yehuda, V'Yerushalayim, V'Yehudi, because of Yehuda. Even the Chaverim, those that did it, Ketusha, Tahar, everything is great and beautiful. Sorry, I cannot bring it from Galil to Yerushalayim, because I'm going to have to pass through the Ritzu Shel Kusim, which has a din of Eretz Amim. No good. Freit Yimara. The Nesa B'Shida Teva Migdol. Shida Teva Migdol are very large, like caravans, like large wagons, which are so large they have the status of an oil. And because of the status of an oil, anybody, anything which is inside that oil, it's mafsik between the Eretz Amim, the goyzer on the gush of the Eretz Amim, not on the Aber Eretz Amim. And even if they were goyzer on Aber Eretz Amim, but if you close the doors from all sides, and therefore there is nothing coming in, going out.
Yeah, but isn't it that the Tuma goes up to the sky like the Kohen, and you go in an airplane over?
Yeah, it's mafsik. That's why they have the
That's why they have the tefach and the aron. In order that Kohan traveling on the plane are not going to have a problem. You can't be mafsik. You can't insulate if you are hermetically sealed with a tefach space. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can go into a cemetery in one of these vehicles. He's not over here. I'm going to the cemetery because he's insulated.
Mm-hmm. He's referring to nowadays, as you know, unfortunately, when people pass away, they take aroinos to Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
And then the obvious question is, would a kohen be able to go on the plane? So the rabbanut worked out a situation where they take every aron and they put it into a second larger box, a second aron, and that second aron has tefach of space on all sides.
Tefach, space
all over. So therefore, whatever tum is inside the aron stays within the aron, stays within either the inner aron, the outer arm, and does not, it's not because Ola stays insulated. Therefore, a coin is able to go in the same.
But the tumor that comes from a cemetery, the plane goes over the cemetery.
That's a good shiloh.
That's a separate problem. Yeah. That's a separate problem. Anyway, you're not a coin yet, right? If and when you become a coin,
buying one.
You're going to buy one. So then, once you're buying it, speak to a competent Orthodox rabbinical authority, and he will tell you what you can and you cannot do.
You can take a shift in it, it's a
anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, so the Gemara says, so I have a good answer. go and export to Yerushalayim from the Galil in such a Shita Tevim Migdal. I can see already people going into the Shita Tevim Migdal business for transporting this Yain B'Shamin, and look, that should work. The Gemara, according to most Tannaim, that would work. Bahamani Rebbe, he Rebbe disagrees. The Yama Oil Zorik Lav Shmi Oil, he holds that this is an Oil Zorik. Oil Zorik means a mobile Oil, is not considered to be an Oil. The Sanyu Gund and the Braisa, and Nichlus Eretz Am B'Shita Tevim Migdal. Rabbi Metame, Rabbi Yoyis, Rabbi Yehuda Metahir. With Rabbi Yoyis, Rabbi Yehuda, you'd have taka good etzer. You could go and transport and export from Galil to Yerushalayim, Yain B'Shemen, that would work perfectly. But not according to Rabbi. Rabbi says, Oil Zorek doesn't work, that the Tumah does go in after all, and we're in Tzars. Okay. Right, more, but I have another answer. We all know that halacha is in a real oil hames where there's never hames lying there, never. We're waiting for the chaver kedisha to pick up the mess. Anything and everything inside the house becomes tummy, the people, the kalim, all, except for any klicheres hamukiv tzamid pasul that is hermetically sealed on the top. Klicheres that is saved from becoming tummy. That's a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, and Chokli, Mukav Tzomit, Tzomit, Olav, etc. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so that's a good Eitzah. Go and export all of the Yayin, the Shemin from Galil to Yerushalayim in a Kli Cheres, a Mukav Tzomit pasuk.
So this is a Kli Shel of a Chaver or of a Hamoritz? The Hamoritz is
their clichers
are coming.
Let's assume
it's a Chaver and Begolel.
Rashi said, a filu shel chaverim shel Begolel in a bon
nesach. Yeah, that's a filu, but in other words...
Good, afraid of Zeya, good. So let me ask you, what about the Yain v'shemen of the Amaratzim in Yehuda? Were you able to accept that Koyim Moise Shana?
I guess the Migo that goes with it here, just since you accept the Kodesh, you accept
you don't, no, you don't need to, we were talking about over here about Kodesh.
Yeah.
The whole discussion is Kodesh. The Gemara is saying, why did the Mishnah start off? Sheb Yehuda Nemana Mataz Yamishab Koyim Moise Shana. Even in the Galil, says the Gemara, we would accept it, not a problem, even from the Amaratzim, even from the Chaveh, from everybody and anybody, but the problem is, we can't transport it because we have to go through that strip of the Eretz Amim of Tzuris. So go and put it into a Klichet because of a puzzle. This would apply across the board, universally, to Amaratzim, to
Chaveh. So an exception to the rule that we had a few blad ago.
That what?
That the Klicheres of Am or is Tummy. You said only a cliche. That was the whole thing, and the Aliyah, and this and that. The Bisham, I said, you're not going to use the Kalim.
Good, anymore. Good. We're going to talk about the Kalim on the Amid base, but Mitchum, right now, all we're focusing on is they've got to be transporting, and the Gemara is assuming if I can transport the Yain Bisham, man, I believe the Amaratzim vis-a-vis Yain B'Shemen, just like I believe them in Yehuda, I would believe them in Galil, so I should believe them on the Klicheres. And if you're saying, well, maybe not, well, so let them buy, they'll have a special Takana to go and get kosher Klicheres, which are Tohar, it'll be
Badats,
under the Badats, with the Hefsher and everything, great. So L'chor had an Eitzah, Amr Blazer, Shoinin, we learned in the Braisa, Ein Hegish Nitzel V'Tzomid Pasu, Hegish is not Nitzel V'Tzomid Pasu, what does that mean? Even though we know the Torah says that chulin is nitzel b'tzamid basel, and therefore min ha-Torah it's not only chulin, but anything which is in a klicheres which is covered from all sides would be nitzel. However, the chamin put on a special din. After all, we had so many malos b'kodesh in our perek and in the previous perek. One of the malos that they instituted was that hegdish is not nitzel b'tzamid basel. It can be hermetically sealed. It makes no difference if it's kodesh. No good. Frey Timura, Vartanya, on the side it says Vartanan, and Mishnah Mesech Tzpara, Ein Chatas Nitzelis B'Tzamid Basel, that if you have a situation of Oil HaMetz, and you had Chatas, we don't mean a carbon Chatas, we mean Pora Duma Eifer, or water, which happens to be, not water, I have the Pora Duma Eifer,
just ash,
which happens to be inside a Kli, we say in the Mishnah that is not Nitzel B'Tzamid Basel. That is not safe. Not safe. Ah, my love, why does the Mishnah only talk about Chatzis? Chatzis, we know, is the highest level, right? We said it was Chulin and Matzah Shedi, and then in Truma, and then Kodesh, and then Chatzis. It's like Mashva Chatzis, and Pora Duma, and that's not Nitzel. My love, a Kodesh Nitzel, because otherwise the Mishnah should say even a bigger Kiddush, right. That even Kodesh is not Nitzel. Mashva Kodesh is Yom Nitzel. Says it's Yom Nitzel, Vaita, let's bring Klichert. So to my life. When do we go and say that chatas? Yeah, we're talking about the original ash. However, if you're talking about water that the ash was not put in it yet, if you look at Rashi, she'enim mikudoshim, halfway down the Rashi's, shloi nitano efer alein adayin. It's waiting in the wing, so to speak. You can't just use any water. You can't even use
Chaim Al Kelly.
It's got to be Mayim Chad. It's got to be from a Mayim. You can't go and use just any Polish spring water, even if you happen to be Polish, not Hungarian. You can't use Polish spring water. You have to go and use Dafka Mayim Chaim from a Mayim. That means from a spring.
Poland spring come from a spring?
Is it faucet water?
It's got to come directly. It can't be. There can't be any.
So the aether gets tuba, but the water doesn't. Is that what you're saying now?
It says in chatas nitzel b'tzom posel. If you took the aether in such a kli, even though it's tzom posel, if you're carrying it in an eretz amim or in a tuma situation, no good. However, the water, which was not mekudesh yet, even though you're going to use it, it is nitzel because it has the same din devil so far like chulin. Yes, it's destined. Okay. That was it. We designated for
but
the purpose
of
it.
But even if you hikdash, you know, you separate the water, you have a higher level.
Right? Okay, so we're saying, once it becomes kachin, once it becomes chatos, then it's stuck a higher level, as you're saying. And therefore, the tzomit posel is not going to help to go and protect it and insulate it. But as long as it's still chulin, the chum didn't make a special chum, because the Torah itself says that chulin inside a klicheris is saved by tzomit posel. Frank Dimar of Amr Ula. Ula used to go and tell everyone, Chavrayad Midkein Begalila. The Chavrayad means the Chavarim, again, those that are Makbid Antara. Midkein is a Loshen of Zach, which means they were the Zaka, they were Metayer, their Kalim, and their Yain Veshemen, Begalila, in the Galil, to bring for the Mizbech. Now the question is, why were they preparing Yain Veshemen for the Mizbech? The Gemara, when Ula is talking, already the base of Migdash had long been destroyed, unfortunately. But they were hoping, so every day they said it, not every day, but when it came to times that Gitas were Badim, and they had the Yayin B'Shem, they would go and set it aside, they would retire and say, Halavai, any day now Mashiach is going to come, we're going to bring them as there. Frank Timura, how is that going to help? After all, we still have that Ritzua in between Galil and Yerushalayim. Even if the base of Migdash is built today, Hashem, how are the Galil people going to go and export the Yayin B'Shem to Yerushalayim? And for Gemara, Meinichim, what they would do is they would prepare the barrels, they would put it away in a nice secluded area. They're waiting any moment, after all, that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come a minute before, or a day before, or whatever, before Mashiach ben David comes. And when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, they're going to ask him, this whole strip that is owned by the Kusim, which we have throughout the years been careful about because of potential Tumah.
A minefield of Tumah.
A minefield of Tumah. You, Eliyahu HaNavi, will show us, says Rashi, Shvilba, one road, one path that we can cross that we won't get into trouble, Chas V'Shalom, with Tumah. Oh, so therefore, that's why the Chavar, you can see.
Of course, the problem with this is that, like we say, for a Gair doesn't put aside
money for his Korban, for his Korban, for his.
Mafarshim asked that kasha. What you're asking is, it says in the Gemara, you don't even have to come to a ger. It says, Ein Makdishin, Ein Machrimin, Ein Marichim, Ein Marichim, Ein Marichim. You can't do any of those things because you can come to a Mikshel. So many of the Mafarshim say that it's talking about that they purified the wine, they did not declare it to become Kodesh, they put on a big sign on it. This is Miyuchat and Mezuman with a Hechsher that it could be used for Kodesh if and when Miyat Hashem the Beis Mikdash will be rebuilt. And if Chalil V'chas it's not, they probably knew that after a year the wine would get sour or whatever, so they'd probably drink it before it would turn
and
sour.
And that's because that's the practical halacha today. We don't set aside
a carpet. He doesn't set aside money for a carpet. Just like the gear doesn't, none of us set aside anything.
We're looking for paradumas. We have paradumas.
Even when a person gives the machtes a shekel in Miyat Hashem, Tanis Esther, the person shouldn't go and say, this is a machtes a shekel, it's a zecher machtes a shekel. Because if it's a real bona fide machtes a shekel, it becomes hektish, you have to go and ask.
Yes,
the gizbar of the base of Midrash, can I go and use it for this, that, and the other thing? And since the gizbar is not around to ask, then you get into potential mi'ilah props. Okay, so let's continue on. Zokim Rabbi, it says the Mishnah B'shasa Gitois Ne'amonim Af Al HaTruma. During the pressing time, the Amaratim are believed even on Truma. Thank you, Mishnah. I'll ask you a question. Hagoimer Zeisov, a person who is Goimer means that he is in the process of finishing off the Zeisim. How do you finish off a Zeisim? Apparently, there wasn't that much of a market in the good old days for olives. It was much more a market for olive oil. So therefore, he is now in the process of finishing off processing the olives for olive oil. Says the Braisi, you know what you should do? It's actually a mission, Mesechus Taharis. Yishayir kupa achas, you should leave over one barrel of live olives, live, raw olives that you're not going to press into olive oil. V'yitnena li'oni koin, and go and give it to a koin and tell him, this is the truma for you, I'm giving it to you even before it gets into the press. Why is he doing it before it goes into the press? Because once it goes into the press, whatever olives there are going to become mukhshar lekabel tuma. From the fact that they're oil that is coming down.
And
I'm sorry?
And
he wants it to come out. Rather, you should go and give the olives before they become mukhshar lekabel tuma. So therefore, they're not susceptible to receiving tumah. So now give it to the kohen, and the kohen will take it. And now kohen, you happen to be the kohen chaver, you'll do whatever you have to. If you want to go and make an oil, then you obviously will do it al tachlis atahara. So you can accept even from an amoret that truma in the form of pre olive oil processing. What do we have to do that for? We learned in our Mishnah, like the Gemara quoted, it's Mishasa Kitzos. We're talking about that person is in the process of being Goyimer Zeisav. Don't tell him, hold back one kupa of olives. Tell him, send it to the presses, let them go and make olive oil out of it. Mishasa Kitzos, Nemmanim Afal Truma. They send Nemmanis. So why do you have to go and be Mishai Kubach? Good Gefrekt. Then why does the Gemara use the expression, Yitnena Leoni Koyin? You see, nana to any kohen. Okay, so in fact, Tosfos says that there's a mistake. It shouldn't say le'oni, it should say le'enei kohen. Where is that Tosfos? That's Tosfos down below here somewhere. Tosfos yitnena le'oni kohen. It's the second Tosfos before the end. Notice the last two lines. He says le'enei kohen, right? You see right at the beginning of the line, le'enei kohen garsimim v'chein garas rashi, v'achi'isim v'seira ha'mishnah le'tahar, is a good mizis, le'enei le'enei kohen, divere meh, rabbi yudoyim yimso le'mafteh, umam digoris le'oni kohen, shivishu biyodeh, anyone says le'oni kohen, you scream at him, you're making a mistake, it's le'enei kohen. And that's why you see, even in our Gemara, next to the word le'oni, there is an asterisk. The asterisk shows us on the right hand side, look in the brackets, Torah loy mali einay ayin. Tosis is chigor sa'orach. Beautiful. Tosis said that yes, Shelley, we're waiting for a comment.
If you did it with the ani, it would be a pressing issue.
A very pressing issue. I would normally say that was a poor comment on your part, but since you said it, I'm not going to say that.
I got the pun.
Yes, okay. But I didn't mean any offense. Yeah, okay. But anyway,
I don't feel any offense.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, great. Anyway, let's look at the Rashi. Tosfos said that Rashi has a girsa le'enet. In my Gemara it says le'oni, right? The yitnena le'oni. So of course you can go and change it. It's a mistake. However, look at Rashi. Rashi, in fact, learns pshat le'enet koin. V'yir'ena shle huchshru hazeisim va'koin yasena b'tahara. When he says le'enet koin, he means to say is koin. Take a look. You don't know which way Rashi have to use the enet. It's a bad term, like that reason why you're not finding it. Le'oni koyin, says Rashi, v'yerena, he'll show it. He'll open up the barrel and say, I got good news for you. I didn't process it into oil yet. You don't have to worry. You have the dry olives, nothing happened. Yerena, he'll show him, that they did not become mukshu l'kabotum. Now the koyin will be able to use the mitar. So Rashi and Tosfos are consistent, but we do have a girsa le'oni. So the Pidrash Mishnah is, the Rambam says, no, you can keep the girsa. Remember, this is a Mishnah, it's not just the Gemara. So the Rambam in Masechtas Tahara says, in Pidrash Mishnah is, the reason why it says le'oni koyin is because the typical koyin who was an oisher doesn't want to go through all the trouble and the expense of having to go and take the olives to the press, and they should go and squeeze them and take them out. It's a big headache. It's much better for him to have the final product. The Onik Kohen, unfortunately, has very few options.
I'll take what he can get.
Take what he can get.
But isn't he kind of being cheated because he has to pay, if there's a fee for processing the olives, he has to, you know.
He can eat it raw. Nobody's forcing him to go and sweeten it.
Yeah. Anyway, sell it in the Kohen market.
Oh, exactly. So we know the Oni Kohen. So the Machlek is it for the Oni or the Einai? Rashi Tosfos is learning the Einai.
Where's the Tosfos?
It's in the middle. It's before the last Tosfos, second to last.
You see the Tosfos, the Einai Kohen?
Yeah,
that?
Right. Let's go to
the last two lines.
Yeah.
You see it says, V'lechoshev Mashkev. Right? That's the last two lines.
Yeah.
Okay, ignore those three words. Now continue on. Li Einai Kohen Garsina. V'chein Gores Rashi. V'chein Yisim Seder Mishnah. Now look at the next line at the very end of the Tosfos. Uman de Gores. Li Ani Kohen. Got that?
Yeah.
Shibish Ubiyada. It's a mistake.
Okay.
Good, Brother Shai?
Yeah, thanks.
Good. Brother Shai has to be very careful about this because he is the standard bearer of the Chaveirim of all the brothers being together. So he has to be very concerned. Good. Zokti Yimara. So we have a steer now. In our Mishnah, we said, the Vishasa Gitos you believed, even on Truma. And here the Mishnah Besef Tara says, no, the best thing is put away a one Kupa and don't process it so we don't have a problem. Is the Chasira. Process it, you won't have the extra overhead and expense for the coin, and give them a fair figure, a finished product. It depends when. After all, Amisha says it after be bishas hagitois vihabad. What happens if you have a person who owns an orchard full of olives? As we know, the olives don't all ripen at the same time, some ripen more quickly and some a little bit more slowly. Those in the top of the tree are closer to the Shemesh, those more quickly, others are below, a little bit more slowly. So this Mishnah is talking about, says Rav Nachman, if you have olives which are late seasonal olives, where all the presses have already closed up or in their process, of closing up, and this Amoritz is still trying to squeeze in one last squeeze, he's putting pressure on the presses to go and squeeze out the olives. So we go and tell him, since it's already post-season of the Gitoisim Ferrari, you'll no longer have Nemonis on the final product. But what you can do is go and put away a box, which you are not going to go and press, and therefore it's going to be fresh olives, which are not Mukhshir L'Kabal Tumah, and then you give that to the Kite. So basically what we're saying is, the Nemonis of our mission is only Bishasi Gitoisim Vavadim, and now we're talking about post-Gitoisim Vavadim. But he doesn't want to wait 6 months until the next Gitoisim Vavadim, so give him the raw product and give it to the Kohen now. You know, I'm going to give you an example. Rabbi Barada says to Rav Nachman, I remember your father, he had such olive groves, and they many of them would be late seasonal, and he had lots of afli. Afli means that they were old products. Karfi means that they're brand new, means fresh, sharp, early ones. Those that are early to the Gitois and Badim, the Alfi are the late schleppers that only ripen much, much later. Your Beisavicha, you had such in your household, in your fields, so your father had. Rav Yosef had the second teretz. Bigli v'shono. After all, our Mishnah says, Chomei b'truma, Shebi Yehuda neman al tarasi ayim kosh v'shono. And in Yehuda, you believed on truma b'shasa Gitois v'habadim. And this Mishnah that we're learning, so Ben and Galil, they didn't have that same Ne'emaris. That's what Rav Yosef says. So Abaye says, Rav Yosef, Rabbi, I don't think you're right, because we have a Braisa. Eivar Yad and Galil, Hari, Hain, Ki Yehuda, Eivar Yad and Galil are exactly the same as Yehuda, that Ne'emanim Aliyahim, Bishasa Yam, Hashem, Bishasa Shemen, that during the times of the wine press, we believed on the wine, on the olive presses, on the olive oil, Avaloy Aliyahim, Bishasa Shemen, Avaloy Aliyahim, Bishasa Yayim, but otherwise there's no difference. Our Mishnah says, Yehuda, that's referring to the Kodesh, that you want to go and donate or give Yayin Vashem to the Beis HaMikdash, and you have to go through that Ritzua of the Akum, of the Kusim, which has the same din as Eretz Amen. There's a difference between Galil and Yehuda, but not by Truma. By Truma, as long as the Gitzes Abadim, the Kohanim in the Galil will be able to go and drink from and take from the Amaratzim during the Yisrael Bat will be able to take the Truma, and those in Yerushalayim will take from the local guys too. You don't have to transport or export from Galil to Yehuda. So there's no difference. So I don't understand, Rabbi.
The Kodesh thing.
Sorry? By Kodesh is a difference, sure. But there's no difference in the Gabi Truma. We're talking about the Truma. Truma makes no difference. Mishasi Kitzes Rabbanim, they're believed. So Jumala Machmat, Yerushalayim Meikar. In fact, the Teretz of Rav Yosef is rejected. And we go back to the original Teretz, and that is Harfi Habi Afli. This Mishnah that says that don't give him finished product of wine or a shemen, but rather give him the original product, in other words, give him the olives or the fruit, yeah. So he wanted to talk about the afli, which is already beyond the gitzes v'abandon period, so therefore don't give the final product, but give him the raw product. Okay.
Can I ask a quick question?
You've been very patient until now. You're entitled to ask me two questions. You're doing fine. The flow of the wine or the flow of the shemen? Which one did you?
The flow of the rug.
Okay, yes, right. Shoot.
The difference between what it means for Ani Kohen and the Ene Kohen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it.
Okay, let's go through it again quickly. The
Toysis. No, it's not, it's just the definition of the words.
Oh, okay.
They give it to a poor Kohen as opposed to the eyes of the Kohen? Is it Ene? What does that mean?
What you're saying is absolutely correct. That Ani means a poor guy, and Ene means a person has eyes, thank God. But now the question is, what's the significance of all of that? So the significance is that Tosis and Rashi both say that the word La'ani Kohen doesn't really mean anything. Because if you're giving the Truma to a Kohen, what difference does it make if the Kohen is a wealthy individual, or if the Kohen happens to be a poor guy? It makes absolutely no difference. So therefore La'ani doesn't make sense. You just simply say, go and give him a box of the raw olives, give it to the Kohen. Says Rashi and Tosis, the reason why it says li ein kohen, which is the proper here, so says Tosis, is so that Rashi says the arema, so that the kohen can see with his own eyes that these zaysim have never gotten wet, they've never been processed, this is still raw, and therefore he can go and say, I don't have to worry, everything is fine and dandy, and I can go and take it. That's how Rashi and Tosis were. But what do we do with our gears, sir? So Tosis is a mistake. So everybody should take out their pens and put in the Ene.
Corrected.
However, the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, in Masechtas Taharis, says, no, the word Le'oni is also good, because typically you wouldn't give raw olives to a Kohen who is an Oshir, who is wealthy, because the Kohen who is wealthy says, what am I going to do with raw olives? I'm going to have to take them to the press. It's just too much of a headache for me, the overhead and the expense. If I had 100 barrels is one thing. One barrel, one box of olives, yeah. But you give it to the army, as Gary was saying before.
The carpenter isn't worth it.
How does the Kohen become rich? Why were there this distinction between didn't work other than the Avodas of Bias?
He speculated in the stock market.
No.
He invested in Amazon or...
he had 24 tomorrow. He wasn't there the whole year.
I mean, he could sell the Truma, well.
Kohen worked in the base of Mikdash twice a year. But that one week in the beginning of the year, another week at the end of the year. But in between those 2 weeks, he could have a very good business, and he could be employing 1,000 people, and they're with computers, and who knows that. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Thank you very much for raising the issue.
Same thing.
Otherwise, we would all be poor.
Was this Reagan?
He's checking the Mishnah, how it's spelled in the Mishnah.
Exactly. We are all Aniyim until we look it up. So we go back to three lines from the bottom of the Amid of Ruhagitzes Vabadim, Veiviulei Chovi Shol Yayin, Liyakablen Menu Avamenicha Legasaba. So what happens if, in fact, the Oni was tardy? Then you look it up in the Mishnah, in the Kohasi. Now we have to look at the anyway, let's get back.
He changes the Vilna Shas. I mean, you know,
That's what it is. It's the Gemara's honest. That's how it was printed. It was a mistake.
Okay,
my good friend. Apparently,
Toysis
had Kahati Mishnayis, because it said in the last two lines, V'hochi Isa B'seder HaMishna D'Taharis. That's what it says in the Mishnayis. Okay, anyway, let's get back to our Gemara. Over Gidra Batim. Now the Gidra Batim time is over. Unfortunately, the Amoritz did not give his truma yet to the Kohen. He wants to give it to his Kohen right now. And the Kohen says, I'm sorry, the Gidra Batim have already passed. So if he wants to, the Amoritz can hold on to it till the next das. What happens if the Koyin was not that scrupulous, or he didn't know, and he accepted the barrel of olive oil or of wine post Gitzes Vabadim? We just said now, unfortunately, the Nemunus of the Amoratzim has now faded. Can the Koyin hold on to it to Gassaba instead of going and telling the Amoritz, you hold on to it for another 6 months? I'll hold on to it for another 6 months. And this way I'm guaranteed he's not going to change his allegiance and give it to another Kohen. He'll hold on to it. It's a good idea. It's a good Ishaila. Amalu. So this is what Rav Sheshes answered. And he's already learned. Chobiv Amoritz, Yorshua Saviyem Amoritz. We're on the top of Chof Hei Amid Beis. A Chobiv Amoritz, he had two brothers. One was a Chobiv, one was Amoritz. The father, unfortunately, was Ultan Amoritz. And they yarshin from their father. And since they yarshin from their father, they got to be concerned, the Chover is going to be concerned, that if there's any produce that was left over by the father when he passed away, is it Tahar, is it Tame? What should we do?
It's even Matukan, actually. Tevel, exactly. Is it Tevel? Because we have a Chover principle that he won't let anything remain unrepaired, but an Amoritz will let it sit down.
Not only that, the Chover is going to make a Brocha. The Amoritz may not even know what Brocha you make. The Chover is going to make sure to go and wash his hands before he eats it. The Amoritz might not. The Chover will make sure to bench afterwards, and if he has a minion, he's going to say Baruch Lekeinu. The Amoritz might not. All of these are wonderful, wonderful issues and shailas and problems. We're not dealing with those issues now. We're only dealing with Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. And therefore, we will assume that either the Trumas and Maisos were already given, or if they've not been given, then the Chover will take care of them. Our focus is simply on Tumah V'Tahara. So therefore, the Chobav Amart, Yerushu Saviyim Amart, Yochel Loimer Loi Toil At Chitim Shemamakam Ploini Vani Chitim Shemamakam Ploini Toil At Yain Shemamakam Ploini Vani Yain Shemamakam Ploini. What's going on over here? So Rashi explains, with Yerushu in a moment, that we're talking about that the Amoritz, the father, left over Lemushel 100 bushels of Chitim. 50 of them were in a place where they were not Mukhshir Lekabel Tumah, no water, none of the seven mashkoyis fell on them, and therefore they're totally not susceptible to Tumah. The other 50, unfortunately, were Mukhshir Lekabel Tumah. It doesn't say they became Tumah, but they're Mukhshir Lekabel Tumah. So the Chavri can say that Amoritz, you know, they're 100 altogether, I'm taking 50, you're taking 50, I'm going to take the 50 dry ones which are not Mukhshir, you'll take the 50 which are Mukhshir. Same thing with Gabi, the Yayin. 50% of the Yayin he knew were was tar. The other 50 he wasn't sure. So he says, I'm going to go and take the 50, and you'll take the other 50. Now, is there an issue in doing this? Says Rashi, there's no issue, because since we're talking about the same Min, the same Chitin, or the same Yayin, you don't say that when the father died, everybody had an indivisible chelik in the entire 100 bushels or the entire 100 barrels of wine, but rather we use the principle of Yesh Breira, which we remember we talked about in the Mishnah briefly, that Yesh Breira, that the Chavra can say, Limafreya, when father passed away, these 50 were destined for me, the other 50 were destined for you, and we're going to therefore split it 50-50. And since I happen to be makbid on Tahara, this is excellent, I have things which are mukhshir, you that are not so makbid, so I give it to you when it's mukhshir already, and hopefully you'll do the right thing. Look at the top Rashi. Let's start the Rashi from the beginning. Take the chitim which are on Riverside Drive in that house over there. He knows about them. That they were mukhshir. But he etul chitim mukaplani. Those that are Western Avenue, which I know are not mukhshir. The kibbutz the chadminahu. Hey, since they're both chitim or they're both yain, amrin yesh breira. That when the father passed away, I was destined to get these 50, you were destined to get the other 50. We don't say that there is a barter over here between one and the other, because that's Yesh Breira, and it's the same man. Now let's get back to the Gemara. However,
he has to give the Truma. The Haver, and then his
brayer
goes to the beginning of the
people. We're going to talk about Truman in a moment. Let's wait for toil atalach bani yavei. She shouldn't go and say to him that there are two separate minim. We have, for instance, wine together with chitim. You take the wine and I'll take the chitim. Toil at the chitim ani sa'orim. You take the chitim and I'll take the sa'orim. Because I know that the chitim were mukshir and the sa'orim were not mukshir lekabel tumah. That you cannot do. Why can you not do that? So we continue the Rashi on the first narrow line. Alu b'shnei minim. If they're two different types, ain loy mebreira. Because when the father died, I, the chover, and you, the amoritz, or vice versa, I, the amoritz, and you, the chover, both of us received half of the lach and half of the yavish. I received half of the chitim and half of the sa'orim, and you got half of the chitim and half of the sa'orim. So I can't go and say, when father died, all the chitim would come to me, and all the sa'orim would come to you. You can't do that because it's two separate meaning. The nimtza, by doing this chalipin of a barter, nimtza chover is a machlif aloi, v'oivel lefnei iver leisitin mechshal. He's putting a lefnei iver by giving him stuff which is susceptible to tumah, then he'd be oivel on lefnei iver. So if there happens to be the same min, then you can be somech on the yesh breyer principle, that what I got was destined to me all along. What you got was destined to you all along. So I didn't do a barter, I didn't exchange anything. You got was yours, I got what's mine. But in chitim and sa'orim, each one of us should have gotten 50-50 of this, of the chitim and the sa'orim and the wine and the shemen and anything and everything. If we're going to go and split up and say, you take the sa'orim and I take the chitim or vice versa, then he's already doing a barter and we have potential problems of lifnei iver.
So two questions. First of all, we had with the whole din of Yerusha, whether it's Shitrin or whether it's a Kuchen.
Yeah, the Kuchen saying, yeah.
Kuchen, so if we say that they, that you could say this, if they are, see, if they'd be Shitrin, then you can maybe say they're the experiment. But if you say the Kuchen, then they've already, you know, if you could say the experiment.
If you want to take a look at the middle of the first Tosfos, go down halfway. You see what says Daf Mem Ches in the parentheses. Kabinosna Shlechoku Muki Rover and Mevra Mihuda Kiravasi the Yomar Achin Shechoku Mechzi Yosh and Mechzi Lekuches Al Masapkalu Yishprei Anybody. So the questions that you are raising, the Kabbalah Lekuches and Hashutfim and things of that nature, Tosfos already addresses. That's for homework. But for our purposes, all our Gemara says is I have Yishprei when it's one min. I don't say Brei when they're two separate min. But Tony Allah, and it says in the Brice about this Mishnah, Oyse Chover, when the Chover receives the second part, and now Rashi for the first time, thank you. Now for the Rashi for the first time says, your point, Bill, Soydef es Halachi, see Rashi about 10 lines in, Im Koyenu. Until now we didn't have to talk about a Koyen. Now we're talking about a Koyen. Be a Shemen le Truma, and there is Shemen for Truma, Madlik Leneris. So getting back to the Brice of the Tony Allah. Oisei Chover. The Chover is now receiving half and half, including Shemen that unfortunately was Tamei, or at least that he was Choshet, that was Tamei, because his father was an Amoret, and presumably he wasn't Machved and Tara. So now he gets some of that Shemen, he should go and burn it, because a Kohen is allowed to take Truma Tameya and burn it, and have Hanoah from the burning. That's the way he would consume the shaman, not eat the shaman, not use it for salad dressing, but you can go and use it for burning. And the yovish you can leave over, meaning that presumably was not mukshel kabotama, and then he'll eat it at his leisure whenever he's ready. So now, that's the end of that Mishnah, that Braisa, Freit Digmar. Amai, Yanichem legasa bo. If you were to hold, remember the shayla that was asked to Rav Sheshes was, that over the kiblama, when I was a Bekoyan, received the truma after the gitais v'abadim. For instance, if he got yayin or shemen after gitais v'abadim, let's talk about the shemen since we're speaking about burning it. So if he gets that, you know what the din is. The amoret should not have given it to him. But what happens if the kohen did receive it? So the question is, can the kohen wait for 6 months and use it then? Or, sorry, you got it shaloi b'shasa gitais v'abadim, the kohen cannot use it. What is he going to have to do with it? I guess he gets leave until it's spoiled or whatever. Or, in this case, he'll burn it. It's Dr. Yomara, why does he have to go and burn it? Presumably, there's more value in Shemen in eating it and consuming it than just burning it. So, why don't we go and say that the Kohen who receives it now as a result of this Yerusha, that the father passed away in a period between the Gitzes Vabadim, let the Kohen Talmud Chochem, Chover, hold on to that barrel, leave it until the next Zman Gitois, and then he'll be able to go and use it. But since the Brisa doesn't give that Eitzot, it's that, got no choice, or if it's allowed, it sounds like we have an answer to our question. That what, that a Kohen cannot go and be Menicha Legasaba. The Amoritz can be Menicha Legasaba, but not the Kohen. Because if the Kohen can be not have, why does it have to go and burn it? Use the oil. I can't use it now. I'll wait in 6 months. I'll use it till next Kitois, and I'll use it then.
I thought it was produced during the Shasa Gitois, and that's why. No, it's during in between period, because Rashi says during the Shasa Gitois they were Nizam more.
100%.
Right, but if this was, produce was in between, so there was no additional preparation. So in other words, why would you say just because you had a free pass, you keep it to the next bod?
What does it say in our Mishnah? That if an Amoritz brought a chovya shul yayin shul truma, for that matter, shemen shul truma to the kohen, liyakablenu mimenu, the kohen should say, I'm sorry, I cannot take it from you now, avu meinicha legasa bo. But the Amoritz can hold on to it to the next Gitois, even though it's going to be 3 months, 6 months later. Yeah. And at that time, I didn't make it up. There's a state in the Mishnah.
Yeah, no, I thought that was because it was, in other words, it came from the later process.
No. Look at the Rashi. Last two lines of the Mishnah. Chav Dalin Amidbeis. Chav Dalin Amidbeis. The last two lines. Chav Dalin Amidbeis. You got Abu Menicha. You got that?
Amoritz
the Gossip. Amoritz the Gossip. You should hold on to it, and he'll give it to the Kohen then. The Kohen says, I'm sorry, I cannot take it. If you want to go to the previous Rashi, the Kohen Chover, the Amoritz brought to the Kohen Chover this beautiful balance, say, here, it's yours. The Kohen looks and says, tell me, are the Gita still open? No, sorry, they closed last week. Closed for shop, closed for business until next year. Too late, I can't take it from you. So what should I do? You can either give it to your Kohen Amoritz friend, but you want to have to give it to me. I'm very gratified. Please hold on to it for 6 months, and then you give it to me then.
You cannot say,
right,
make me a
sheliach,
and I save it for you for next year.
Yeah. Well, that's basically the Gemara's question. Can the Kohen say to him,
not screw it.
Yeah, I'll hold on to it. You don't have to bother with it anymore. Thank you very much. I'll put it in the corner. I'll hold on to it. Is that permissible? They asked the Rashi. Of the Kibbutz Mao, can he do it? For sure.
It's after the time. The window's closed.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if it's after the time, why are
too
you
late. Saying, the exemption is a rabbinic exemption. It's relaxed.
It's right. A moratorium. It's a suspension.
Right. It's in place, but it's relaxed. Now it's no longer relaxed.
But it's no longer.
This question should have been asked an hour ago.
Yeah, I was thinking that question, but I figured.
You're patient for the Gemara.
This is a pressing question. We're dealing with presses over here.
I think Gemara would get to it, and the answer I got is not so satisfying.
There seems to be like a transaction.
That's a deficiency in me.
No.
The point is very, very simple. At the time of Gita's Rabbanim, any bowels that were produced, Tahar, the Gamri, nothing to worry about. Good. So now, you have to hand it over to the Kohen during that window of opportunity. The entire February and March, assuming that that's the Gita's time, hand it over. Guess what? It's April 1st. It's now April Fool's Day. The Amoritz was a fool. He didn't give it to the Kohen in time. So he brings it now on April 1st to the Kohen. The Kohen says, I heard that the Gita's closed down yesterday. They did. Sorry, I can't take it. It was produced, presumably, by Tahara, because of during the Gita's of Abadim, but that Ne'amonis that attaches only during that time.
It expired.
Anyway, they always process during the time of the Gitim and Bada. So they always.
She's talking about the Chesed. He's talking about the Chesed.
It was always the
item itself was right.
But it was
a rabbinic suspension.
Right.
It wasn't that it was set aside and processed later.
Correct.
It was processed at that time. It just wasn't
completely kosher and tahar. Completely.
It was not transmitted to the Kohen in a timely fashion.
Right, but it was processed during the process.
Absolutely. That's why you can hold on to it. That's why it's not possible.
Okay, but I could see a situation where the guy had extra stuff. He didn't process it during that time. I'll process it later. Apparently not.
It's not keeps the bottom
together.
Exactly. That's people.
It's like a tax moratorium.
People procrastinate. Nobody goes and does their own pressing of olives in their own home. They go to the public.
Bad.
Exactly. And the base of bad is now closed. And so what do you do now? You gotta hold on to it. The question is, can you give it to the Kohen? The Kohen hold on to it. So says Rav Sheshes, I have a Befeir Shirai that the Kohen does not have the right to hold on to it, because he has the right to hold on to it. Why is he burning the Shemen? Leave the Shemen to burn. The Shemen doesn't go bad, at least not over a short period of time. It's nicely sealed in a battle. Just put it aside, and then you're gonna use it, the Gas Abba. Next February, whenever the Gas opens up again, Amachai, I got all of this beautiful shemen. Why did it say soyref es halach? Amaya nichen al gasaba is lechoyra raya that a kohen cannot hold it the gasaba because here it's about a kohen who yarshed it from his father. Why did you just say I'll eat it, I'll drink it in 6 months from now? Everything more nishkar raya. Tov she'ein lo gas is talking about the type of item that doesn't have the gitoys for badim. Gitoys for badim is very specific. Gitoys is for wine. Badim is for
olives.
Olives for oil. And therefore, says Rashi, what lemushel? What are you talking about? Says Rashi, "Dov she'ein lo gas." About 3 lines high in the Rashi, you're going sheicha tamarim shel truma. You're talking about beer that was brewed from tamarim, from dates. So when it says over here, chaver seidef halach, he can't go and burn the beer. Beer is not susceptible to burning. It means he goes and pours it down the drain. He burns it off. He just got to get rid of it. He can't use it. Let's wait until gas abo. There is no gas abo. Gas and bad are specific to wine and to oil, having nothing to do with any other fruit. So if he gave him orange juice or apple juice, well, those of course don't have midrabanan. Anyway, but the point is, there's no gasaba, so there's no din of the moratorium of
pomegranate juice.
Very good. So my gasaba, the I have another etzah. We said that during regular is also a moratorium that kol Yisrael chaverim. So ibazoi, leave it until that time and drink it next yontum, be able to drink all of this wonderful date beer. Unfortunately, date beer doesn't stand very long. Its shelf life is only a week or a month, whatever. By the time it gets to the next regal, unfortunately, it will have spoiled.
But there you can't say they had a time for processing dates. You know, everybody's matar everything. What are you going to say that
there is none. That's what the Gemara is telling us. They didn't.
Right.
Everybody matar is
a special relaxation just for those two.
Yes, the yain v'shemen.
They're such commonly used commodities.
Yeah. Exactly. And we continue on. Towards the end of the Mishnah, we said that if you have a barrel of truma where part of it you set aside for kodesh, so we explained, for instance, that this barrel had 50% of the barrel was truma, and he gave a freebie, if you will, to the kohen, says, "I'm giving you more than the 50%, but part of it, revius of it, I designated for kodesh." Then says the Mishnah, Rashi said, "Vigu de neman a kodesh, neman a truma." And now the Gemara goes off on a tangent, and we're going to come back to our Mishnah Tanah. What does that mean, boidkin? So it's my boidkin. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Merapeich, Odo Beis Pras. A person wants to get to the Beis Hamikdash. He wants to bring his carbon Pesach. However, the shortcut, the way to get there, would be to go through a Beis Pras. Beis Pras means a field in which we know that there was at one time a mess buried, but you don't know where the mess was buried. And therefore, I'm afraid that Chas V'Shalom, the person is going to go with that Beis Pras, he's going to be mal al a mess, or he's going to go and knock against, or he's going to touch one of the bones, etc. So, says Shmuel, I have an idea. We're talking about a Beis Pras where there's nothing down below, but I am worried about something above. In other words, there might be skeletal remains
on the surface,
and the parts the person is walking, he might kick something or touch it by accident, and it'll become tame. So Shmuel says, you know what, you can menapeach. Menapeach means you take such a special blower, such a bellows, whatever, and...
Oh yeah, the bellows, though.
Bellows, yeah, no problem. Like, bellows are used for usually...
Yeah, like,
right.
Yeah, so you call the Mexican gardener.
Mexican gardener?
You know,
okay.
The leaf blower.
You told us we should be careful not to be racist.
Yes. Yeah, honey, Chover and I'm Aris, you're very worried about that, Bill. You know,
correct
here.
Anyway, so getting back to Shmuel, says, I have an Eitzah, but a Teach other Beis HaPras for Hoylech. He wants to go through that Beis HaPras. It's Erev Yontif, it's getting late. If I'm not going to get there in time, I won't be able to make my carbon Pesach.
Even the Karatzlanis will be gone.
Exactly, so I'm going to use our blower, and that'll blow away any bone so that I won't go and hit them or touch them, and I'll be able to go through. However, that only helps for Oichle Pesach, or Oisig Pesach. What happens if somebody is a kohen and he wants to eat truma? He'll say, "Oh, I'll use the same blowers. I'll blow, and I'll go on the other side of the Beis HaPras and be able to eat truma over there." No, you can't rely on that. The reason why you can't rely on that, says Rashi, a very, very simple reason. what we got two considerations. Number one, the inyan of Pesach, of course, is the dovah sheish bekaris. If you don't go and bring your korban Pesach, chas v'shalom, the person is the nichrasav. But we have another consideration, and that is that vis-a-vis the truma, you don't have to go through the Beis HaPras and immediately eat the truma. You can wait. Rashi says if you went through the Beis HaPras, you'll go over to the people in charge of the Hazos Mechatos, and you'll have them spritz on you, shlish you shvi, and then after the seventh day, you'll talk about them, you'll be able to eat it. The Korban Pesach, you can't wait 7 days because the time is running. The clock is running. So therefore, that's what the pshat is. Boykin means that you can use the bellows to go and blow away any potential bones for the Oysa Pesach, but you can't rely on that Oichli Truma, because Oichli Truma will just have to wait for Shlish Yishvi. Rabbi Bar Abba, Mishmei De Ula Omar, I have another pshat in the Boykin. Beisa Prashin Nidish, Tohar Li Oysa Pesach, Li Mida De Brayim, but Mokin Kars. Oichli Truma, Mida De Brayim, but Mokin Kars. What are we talking about?
Mokin Misa.
I'm sorry, Mokin Misa. I knew at one point I'm going to make a mistake. I only slept 3 hours and 15 minutes last night.
Really?
Maybe 20 minutes. Anyway, getting back to words. Ula says, Beis HaPrash and Nidish is torn. Nidish means that it was getreitn. People stepped on it, and they tread on it, and therefore any bones that they tread on are no longer around, in, at least in the shear of a kisoira. They've all been ground up. That being the case, we are allowed to go and walk through the Beis HaPrash. But only for Oysa Pesach, not for Oichli Truma. Again, because Pesach is pressing, and as well as the market. It's a Beis HaPras, so Shelley's about to say, well, pras and press is almost the same thing, so it's a pressing situation with the Beis HaPras. Yep, very good. So you can go through. But how can you go through? What does that have to do with the Boykin? So says Rashi, you'll be Boydik if this Beis HaPras is Nidish or not. Did you have the trampling and the treading on it so that you see that there are no bones? So have the Mexican, whoever is who's going to go through the property, he's going to go and look and he's going to see and he's going to check to see whether it's Taka Nidish. Once he establishes, yes, this is a Beis HaPras Nidish, then it's Torah Lo'isi Pesach, but we're not going to rely on that for Truma. And like Rashi said before, you can always wait a week and take the Shlishi Ushvi.
So it's not like the bellows is making a path. He's actually just checking to see whether the...
That's according to the second pshat. The first pshat is
the path.
The second pshat is
he's just checking to see that
if it's Nidish or not. Exactly. That's right. I'm not making this up. Rashi says it. If you look at the two Rashis. The Rashi, but Boykin Oisei Pesach, right? You have that about a quarter from the top of the oven. You got that? It was ground up. So Boykin Benefika, the bellows. Then Yesh Etzim Kisoira, he'll see it. Then he's my menu. And he'll say, I'll stay away. Yes, Kisoira, in the Matam Boyle, and the Magal Master, Ficha Boykin Benefika, he'll blow. So he has to tell him around because he shouldn't kick it, he shouldn't push it.
Yeah.
But the next one, why not? The given day is one kavula achila yam to shvi yam. Wait till do yada shlishi shvi him yim. Avigali pesach it's the raisan mokum kares etc. Next Rashi. So the first Rashi says that the blowing is the blow. Shenidish biregel. People trampling on it with their feet. Zui b'dikasei. What's a b'dika? Boy dikim nidish alay nidish. Somebody should go and check it out. Is this still just nechrash b'keber? Or is it a field shen nidish b'regel? Once we determine nidish b'regel, then as far as the Oichli Pesach go through, but still, even nevertheless, the Gabi Truma, we're not going to rely on that. We're going to say, wait it out, go a different path, or have shlishi shvi, etc. Okay, all of that is gishmak. What does that have to do with us? So you want to ask now an excellent question. It's a Rabbi Yirmiyah type of question. You have a Kohen who is going through this Beis HaPras, either according to the first shot with the bellows, or it was Nidash and they checked it out, and he's allowed to, no problem. He went, he brought his Korban Pesach, everything is fine, and now he has Truma. He wants to know, can he go and
can he rely on that Tahara?
He is saying, Migoy, that it works for the Pesach, it works for the Truma. And now we have a Machloikis. Yes, you can. Since it's reliable for the Pesach, you can rely for the Truma. Rabbi Ula Amar, it's his son, so the article has a footnote, maybe it's not the son, so for those of you that are interested in things like that, ayin in the footnotes. So Rabbah Ula Omar, Barak Lepisay, Osir Lechel. And when I said son, because before it was Ula, now it's Rabbah Ula. Yeah, okay. So Rabbah Ula Omar, Barak Lepisay, Osir Lechel, to know you cannot rely on the Tumah. Amalei, who's Saba? You're going to tell us who Saba is.
Rabbi accepted that one time, according to the Tosos in the Chulin Davov and Aleph, except for the time of Shabbos, Lam, and Gimel, when it was not.
In other words, usually, according to the Tosos in Chulin, it's usually Elyon and Avi. What do you tell him? Difficulty to do. Don't argue with Tati if it's his son. Ula, why did Nan Kabbah say? Bizarre Mishnah. Vim Omer, Efrach, Tosha, V is Kodesh. Naman. Why is he Naman? He should be only believed on the Kodesh, not on the Tumah. Alman of Hammond, very good, Shakamatari, very easy. Right. Now we're going back to the end of the Mishnah. We were talking about the barrels. What did it say about the barrels?
Containers.
You want to call it containers? Containers. Whatever you want. The Gemara is going to use now the term kankan almost interchangeably. So if you are jugs, can anybody think of any other synonymous English terms to describe the barrel so we shouldn't get into trouble? Good. Anyway, what did it say at the end of the Mishnah? Kaviyayin v'kavi shemen, hamudumois.
Flask.
Carafe. Pitchers. Crafts. Canteens. Whatever language you like. Kaviyayin v'kavi shemen, Rashi said, hamudumois. Rashi said on the top of the Omer Aleph that was mixed with Truma and Chulin together was Tevel, Truma and Chulin. Usually the word Meduma does mean Truma and Chulin. During that time you can rely for the barrels. We're not talking about the contents. We're talking about the barrels are reliable and even up to 7 days before, because 7 days before they prepare them, they matire them. Yeah. Back to the Iman. Tana. Now we have a Braisa. Ey Neman. Our Mishnah said, Kadiyam Kadishem and Demois, Nemonim Aleim. Nemonim Aleim. Here it says, Ey Nemonim. Loyal Kakanim, Loyal Truma. You're not believed on the Kakanim, you're not believed on the Truma. Of course, we're talking about Amaratzim. You don't trust them, you don't believe in them, you can count them, that is Ruma. Furthermore, the Chorah have a stira. Here in our Mishnah says, Kadiyayim, we do believe them. There it says, Kadiyayim, we don't believe them. Can count them to my. First, explain to me what the fact pattern is. Ikan kanam de koidish. If you're talking to me that these are the barrel, which contain in them koidish wine, for instance, me the hema koidish, the hema nami akan kanam. The Chorah, if I believe in the koidish, why don't I believe in the kan kanam? The Chorah, they. Kodesh is more important. Using the Kodesh itself to use the kankan and just to fill it. We're talking about bliyos. So if I believe him on the
substance
who cares about the container? The Kodesh, for sure, that should be good. And the kankan to hold to my kankan the truma. It's afraid to pshita. So that's a double portion. Hash the atrumulim mehem, and you just said loyal kankan vloy al ha truma. If you're not believing him on the content of the truma itself. No, pshita hash atrumulim mehem, and a kankan mehem. Why should he be believed on the kankan? Ella says imar bereikonim de koydish ubishari moisashana. We're talking about not that he's handing over full barrels, but we're talking about empty barrels, and it's talking about that were used or are usually used for koydish ubishari moisashana. Says Rashi means. Any time of the year, because throughout the year we're always believed, we believe even the Amaratzim throughout the year on Kodesh in Yehuda. In Galil we also believe them, but you can't get it through the Beis Midrash because of the Eretz Amim, because of the Kusim. Right? So we said, Amish of Yehuda, and then Manam Altaris Yamisham, call you Moisa Hashana, when you're talking about Kodesh. Ah, so therefore it's talking about you're not believed on the Kankan. Rekonim the Kodesh Shari Moisa Hashana, even though we believe them on the contents. But not on the barrels themselves. Ubimalayim de truma ubishasa gitois. And by truma we're talking about even the barrels are full, where we believe them on the truma ubishasa gitois, but not on the kankana. What are we going to do then, says Rashi, if you have malayim de truma? I only believe him on the wine, on the shemen, but I don't believe him on the barrels. Says Rashi, as soon as the Amoritz brings it in, let's say to the Kohen should take out his own empty barrel and say, please pour all the contents into my barrel. You take your barrel home because I cannot trust you on that barrel.
If the kankan is tame or is a chashad of tame, is it metame what's inside?
Oh, very good. So that's Brother Shai mentioned that earlier, and Rashi mentions it over here too. If you look at the end of the Rashi, Malayim de Truma Bishasa Gitos. You have that Rashi?
Yes, I do.
Look at the last two lines of the Rashi. Al Tisma Shari Lugin Tmeim Tumashiva Umashkin Tohirim. Where does it that say? So the Rashi right before the Kavasa Minula Kaman, we're going to say Mitchum later, not today, Mitchum tomorrow or on Tuesday. Altisma, don't ask any question. Lugan Tumei Mitumashim Mashka Tumei. We had that same concept by Beis Shammai.
Yeah.
The Beis Shammai said we don't trust them on the Kalim, but we trust them on the Mashka. Why don't we trust them on the Mashka? We don't. We Mashka was for them and Lugan for us. Right. And we're asked about Shaila. We're going to borrow it.
Yeah.
Remember? Okay, Mitchum.
Let's
wait until we talk about that more tomorrow. But for our purposes today, all we have to know is Malay the Truma B'Shasikit. Sure. Zokti Gemara. So what does it say in that Braisa? You're not believed on Kankanim, you're not believed on Truma, and we're talking about B'Shas HaGitois. Tanan, let's go back to our Mishnah. Kad the Yayin B'Kad the Shemen HaMedumois. Mai La Medumois, what means Meduma? The Truma, that is Truma and Chulin or Tevel mixed in together in that Baal, and you're saying that you are believed, Kad the Yayin B'Kad the Shemen, you believe not only Zman HaGitois, but even 70 days before. And how do we interpret now the Kankanim over here? We're saying Malay the true Lishas Gitoy. We do not believe them on the Kankanim. So this price says Kankan is no. Our Mishnah says Kad is yes. So make up your mind with what's going on over here. And again, there's no distinction made halachically between Kad and Kankan. Either they're exactly the same, one is larger, one is smaller, but they're the same type. And so why does our Mishnah say they are believed near to not believe? Oh. It's not like Rashi said in the Mishnah, only Chulin and Truma, but also that there's Kodesh in it as well. Is there such a concept? Yeah. That when he processed his Tevel, he had in mind already at that time, and Mi'at Hashem, that a certain percentage was going to be given to Nesachim, like we had in the Mishnah, a revius of Kodesh, he's going to go and give it for Nesachim, this Kayayin, or the Gabi the Shemen, it'll be used for Karben Mincha, etc. Ah, so once you have Kodesh in it, so then we get back to the famous rule, the Migoy de Mehemen, ah Kodesh, Mehemen Nami, ah Truma, and that's why the Kadiyayin, the Kadi Shemen, Hamidumois, that there was Kodesh in it as well. Oh, there's Kodesh in it as well.
For Tahara.
And we're okay. Then you can go and take from them the Kankan as well. What is this price talking about? Where in fact there was no Kodesh in it. It was just Truma. So therefore you cannot believe in the Kankanim. Take the Truma to Shasa Gitas. But you cannot take the Kankan that you give back. Finally, Koyim Gita Shem Yom 70 days before. Now we learn from this Halacha of Choshen Mishpat. The dinahu dilavei arisa lemitrach agulfi shimin yoimin mekami matzart. A person who has an oris, and oris's job, as you know, is to maximize the profit, and then they have a profit sharing. Either mechta shlish v'raviyah, take 50%, 25%, 33%. So part of the oris's duties, part of his, even if it's not written specifically in the contract, is that starting 70 days before the time of pressing, he has to got to go and press himself into work to be metayer all of the kalim in advance, so that when it comes shasakitus vabadim, everything will be metachlis hatahara.
Why shirim yom? Is there any reason given?
Shirim.
Very impressive. Oh, thank you. Had you not given me that comment, I would have been very depressed. Now I feel impressed. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. I guess that was the standard.
Okay. There's no halachic or drasha or anything.
I'm not aware.
You came across. Okay.
I'm not aware. If it was yain, I would say because yain is begematria shimon. But since it applies to shimon the gematria is 390. It has to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Rabbi. Amaretz, for our purposes, a person who is not makbid on eating and drinking and processing his chulin v'tahara. He is happy.